The decor at Ryan Braun's Graffito Restaurant along the Milwaukee River features graffiti-inspired paintings of, you might have guessed, baseball scenes. Yet one of the new owners, Omar Sheikh, says the name was selected for another reason as well.
Graffito is the plural for graffiti, and graffiti in Italian means scratch. You know, we really make everything from scratch here. Everything from our pasta to our sauces to our bread to our sausages to our mozzarella, ricotta.
The tall, dark-haired young Sheikh is working the room tonight, stopping at tables to chat with customers. He explains that the Milwaukee Brewers star owned the former restaurant here, Ryan Braun's Waterfront, but it was struggling, so he asked Sheikh and his Surge restaurant group to take over. The deal allows it to continue using Braun's name, and occasionally he stops by.
Now, he was here Sunday for the Braun Bash this past Sunday, and Ryan was walking around talking to everybody, and he really enjoys that aspect of it. And so I think it's a good fit for us to keep his name on the restaurant.
Here's your mushroom.
Sure.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Jay Fulkerson is dining with three friends near one of the big windows overlooking the Milwaukee River. He says this is the first time he's been to Graffito. It just opened in April, but he used to frequent the old restaurant. It closed over the winter, and Fulkerson says he's wondered why.
Beautiful setting. We were here actually here in the summertime, and we sat outside, and food was good, and service was great, so I'm not sure. You know, there's a lot of choices, I suppose.
Word on the street is that the former restaurant here and its predecessor, Fratello's, closed because customers found items on the menu not worth the price. While the managers of Graffito are confident they'll succeed, a few miles away on the south side, another recycled eatery near the airport continues struggling. Yum Yum opened in 2009 and specializes in Middle Eastern cuisine. Owner Tarek Fleifel says he still is not turning a profit, partly because of high overhead.
Before March, the price of meat was something, and now I'm paying like between $50 to $75 extra on each box. And the meat prices went up, like gas and everything else.
Fleifel says the place is pretty busy on weekend nights, but things are quiet during the week, so now he's closed on Wednesdays. He's pinning his last hope on a truck he purchased this year. Fleifel plans to take it into heavily populated neighborhoods this summer, serving food from the traveling kitchen. If business still doesn't pick up...
After I try the truck, it quits. For sure.
Fleifel took over the restaurant from his father when it was called Sahara. Before that, a series of ice cream parlors tried to make a go of it. All failed. Fleifel believes he's figured out the reason, a lack of foot traffic.
There is no lot of footsteps. That means not a lot of people. See, a lot of people closed here and they went and opened in the east side because... students, teachers, and stuff like that, they like to try exotic foods or cuisines or whatever.
It happens. People go in without maybe a good concept. Maybe the location wasn't good.
That's Ed Lump, head of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association.
Some people don't think through all the reasons why the other place failed. A lot of them are undercapitalized when they start.
Lump says many factors go into making or breaking restaurants, and when there are failures, someone else always seems to emerge with a new recipe.
We have 8 to 12 different kinds of chili on our menu at any given time.
Jay Sheikh opened Chili Lily's last June in the former Holiday House. It's near the Meyer Festival grounds, a neighborhood packed during the summer, but sparse other times.
We went out on the sidewalks and talked to the people to introduce our restaurant to them, and a lot of people came back after Summerfest to come back and see us.
Sheikh says he now has repeat customers, but admits he took a risk by locating here.
Right down here, we call it the bad side of the Third Ward. Everything else seems to happen on the other side of the Third Ward.
Sheikh says others doubted the wisdom of opening a restaurant during the midst of a recession. The good news may be that the Wisconsin Restaurant Association reports a 10% increase in membership this year, raising hopes that the economy is strengthening. President Ed Lump says even in good times, though, restaurants fail. But overall, historically, more succeed. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.